19 minutes after the hour downtown on a Monday afternoon, and time for us to talk a little Black Bear football. And to do that, we welcome in the head coach of the Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good Monday afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Man, oh man, nothing makes that long ride back from Albany feel any better and go a little faster than getting a win over a nationally ranked opponent. Great job by your Bears.
Yeah, really just a great day overall. I mean, to get a team win, and that's what we communicated to the players after the game, was that it was really just a full team effort. Both sides of the ball played really good complementary football from the start of the game, and we was able to dominate the time of possession, and that really helps us out when we're able to do that. And we're able to finish it. Got close at the end, but we were able to pull away, and our players made plays ultimately.
Yeah, on both sides of the football. Now, you mentioned you started strong, a terrific opening drive. You got a field goal with that. But, boy, you moved the ball so well. And again, another terrific game from Carter Peavy. The running backs all chipped in and did great. I thought it was the best game your offensive line has played this year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was good to see our line, just really play strong, play tough. I feel like we did win the game up front, both sides of the ball. And, it shows, like, obviously in the stats, but there's other evidence of that, from, our personnel and, guys playing hard on both sides of the ball and playing physical. And so that's all, as a coach and, for our team to see that level of physicality was really good.
And some terrific play calling. I love the 2-point conversion, the great play by Montego Moss, breaking away from a tackler, spinning around and finding his guy in the end zone.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play, by Tego, and then Joey, the concentration to still stay with the play. Really kind of things were kind of rolling our way at that point. So it was good to get one that bounced our way in the end. And that play was evident of that.
The defense continued its strong play of the last couple of weeks here. My gosh, they were so good, putting pressure on the quarterback. But most importantly, getting those turnovers. That is that's black hole football right there, including the huge one late in the game that really iced it for you, and a great play by Jamari Gibson.
Absolutely. I mean, to go play on the road, conference game, to not turn the ball over was so important. And then to get three takeaways was just huge. I mean, that was, we scored 10 points off turnovers. Like I said, the time of possession also, like, when you're going to get takeaways, then to have nearly 40 minutes of time of possession, really allowed us to control the game and really dictate it and force them to have to throw the ball. And, obviously we were able to take advantage of when they were a little bit more predictable.
Well, and part of your culture is to change some things from the way they've been, and this has been a team that for a long time has struggled to win when they trail at halftime, but you've now won two games in a row, and I have to credit that to some great adjustments by you and the coaching staff at halftime.
Yeah, I think, the players, I think just, even like our strength program, our messaging, just making sure that's all completely aligned. But I think our players really are in great shape to be able to play in the fourth quarter, execute in the fourth quarter, which was really good. I mean, obviously the tape is never as good as you think, never as bad as you think. Really try to take an objective approach to that, and that's what we did today. And, so that we saw a lot of room for even improvement and, continuing to get better as we go down this really tough stretch we have coming up, and obviously starting with Delaware next week.
Well, I want to ask you about one more thing from Saturday's game, and that was the play where Carter was scrambling. From our vantage point, it looked like the ball got knocked loose. A Black Bear player picked it up, and then after a long conversation, the officials called a penalty for an illegal forward pass. What happened on that?
Yeah. Carter on our sideline, got out of the pocket, and then he was definitely over the line of scrimmage. So that was one piece of it. And I think they were more looking at, did he throw the ball? Did he fumble the ball?
Right.
At that point, they determined that he did throw the ball, so it was an incomplete pass. But yeah, certainly we, from our vantage point, we didn't know if it was a fumble or a forward pass.
I thought for sure he had fumbled it. But then again, I also was convinced, and I had a pretty good vantage point. I don't want to get you in trouble here, but I think Shakur Smalls had an interception in the end zone from what I saw.
Oh, I know, yeah. Even after looking at the tape, it looked like he got his foot down and was able to stay in bounds. So that could have been another one.
Absolutely. Well, it was a great game. You guys now 3-2 on the season, 1-1 in the conference. You got a bye week, as you mentioned before, another tough stretch with Delaware, the home game for homecoming with Villanova coming up. What do you do to get into the bye week at the same time, get ready for that Delaware game? Do you focus more on your own team this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, a little bit of both. You know, just I think the important part for me and the coaching staff is really managing the volume of what we're doing. We are moving forward with our preparation for Delaware, but we are, you know, just where we didn't practice today, we'll practice tomorrow, we'll practice Wednesday and Thursday. But really just controlling the volume right now and making sure that, you know, we did take advantage of this bye week. You know, so five games in, I think it comes at a perfect time, you know, for us to regroup, refocus, and then just, you know, get back after it when we go down to Delaware. So being mindful of our players and just getting them back healthy, we expect to get a couple guys back that we did not have with us in the Albany game.
Well, congratulations on a terrific win. Two straight on the road for the Black Bears. Enjoy a little bit of a break this week, and we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you.
Talk next week.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718.